That Constellation Field, and it's been great. But there's been so many people every year that have wanted to go that didn't get the chance to because there just weren't enough tickets and not enough capacity. So this year we're moving it to the big show, and it's going to be exciting. I mean, I've had people say, you know, you can't sell out Minute Maid, and I say, you don't know our fans. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to prove people wrong and to hopefully sell out Minute Maid and put on one heck of a show.
Are you a little amazed at how this thing has just taken on a life of its own, if you will?
Yeah, it's truly incredible. When we did it the first year, we literally had no idea what to expect. No idea how much money we were going to raise, no idea if people would show up, if it would be fun. And it has just been bigger than our wildest dreams. And so it's incredible. I'm so thankful to our fans. And the players have a great time, and they're unbelievable. It helped me out with it. And we've raised so much money and helped so many kids that this year is going to be something truly special.
What do you think about this team being 3-5, but you're now tied with the Colts, top of the division? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's like I said on Sunday, it's not necessarily where you want to be record-wise and how things wanted to play out. But you're sitting here at your bye week halfway through the year with everything in front of you. So we have a chance to go out there in the second half of the season, look at it as a new season, a season of one-game seasons like we've always talked about, and go out there and control what we can control and see what happens.
What do you think will be the key
with some of your downtime later in the week, or will you take any downtime?
Just getting healthy is the biggest thing. Going to get healthy, try and take some time to make sure I get this back all set and make sure everything's all right, and train and see my family. Really try and spend some time with family and friends and reconnect a little bit and just get ready to go for the second half of the season.
What do you think will be the key to this team finding a little bit more success in the second half than y'all did in the first?
I think going out there and playing like we did on Sunday. You know, in this game, takeaways and on defense, getting takeaways, on offense, doing a great job of holding onto the ball like they've been doing, like they did on Sunday. Going out there, playing our game, playing our style, making sure that we have energy and juice like we did on Sunday, and just playing confidently. Going out there and knowing that we put in the effort, knowing that we put in the time, and just doing what we do best.
It's both frustrating and exciting, the fact that you've seen flashes. You know you can do this. It's just the whole consistency of trying to get that down for you at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to be consistent, and obviously we haven't been that. But like I said, we're in a position right now where everything is in front of us, so we need to go out there and we need to play our best football in the second half of the season.
DJ, when you self-scout, what do you guys see so far about the run fits and kind of just wanted to be better in that area?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that we do well, and then there's times where it just it's not good. So we need to make sure that we do the good things more often and we do the bad things less often. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to say, but you actually have to go out there and do it, and it's a matter of just getting things correct. And I think on Sunday we did a great job of it. We did a great job of tackling. We did a great job of guys being in the right places, and we all played together as a defense, guys really flying around, swarming to the football, and having a whole bunch of blue jerseys around the ball, and that's what we need.
Everybody was so excited to have Vince on board. He just said he called you a special player now that he's played with you for 8 games. What has it been like playing alongside him, a guy who's been in this league for so long?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously he's a big guy in the middle, a lot of experience in the league, and so he does his job well, and we just need to go out there, and we all need to make sure that we do our jobs well, and we all need to go out there and execute our jobs and have a great second half.
What's it like playing for Paul Pasqualoni, a veteran coach like that?
Yeah, he's got a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. He's been around for a long time and seen a lot of things.
He said being able to turn things around last week after such a tough loss the week before was, and how can you, you know, kind of stay on track and not dwell on the bad things that have happened this season?
It's just a matter of not listening to everybody out there who thinks you should be packing it in, who thinks it should be over, and who has a kind of this end-of-the-world mentality. It's just going out there, practicing hard, watching the film, just doing the things that you have to do to be a good football team. And, you know, it's just a matter of believing in yourselves. And we did that all last week when most people think we shouldn't have. And so it's just a matter of going out there and playing together, playing as a team, and knowing that if we did our job and we did what we had to do, we'd be where we are now, which is with everything in front of us.
Vince talked about how he takes it personal with the running attack with the other team and what they're doing. How personal do you take everything when you're out there?
I take everything personal, every aspect of the game. Yes.
Okay.
Took that question personal.
personal. I take everything.
Yeah. JJ, with the bye coming right in the middle of the season, is there any advantage to kind of be able to self-reflect, you know, team-wise, just where you guys are just exactly in the middle of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good to come off of a win going into the bye. It's good to, like you said, be in a situation where we can control things in the second half of the season. And the ability to look back and figure out what we need to improve upon and go out in the second half and improve it.